Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your daily dose of ADHD clarity and calm. You know that feeling when you're staring down a daunting task or facing a fear head-on? It's like a brick wall right in front of you, making it hard to even take the first step. Today, we're diving into a powerful tool that can help you smash through those mental walls. Visualization. This isn't just about daydreaming, folks. We're talking about harnessing the incredible power of your mind to rewire your brain and conquer those fears head-on. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Asher, visualizing success sounds great, but how does that actually help me when I'm knee-deep in anxiety? Trust me, it's more effective than you think. Our brains respond to vivid imagery just like they do to real-life experiences. So by consistently visualizing yourself overcoming your fear, you're essentially training your brain to feel confident and capable, even before you actually face the situation. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock the magic of visualization. 1. Get specific. Think about your fear like a puzzle. What are the specific elements that make it so daunting? Once you pinpoint those details, start crafting a vivid mental picture where you successfully navigate them. Don't just say, "I want to feel confident in public speaking." Instead, imagine yourself walking onto the stage, feeling calm and collected, engaging the audience with your message, and receiving a round of applause at the end. 2. Feel it to realize it. Visualization isn't just about seeing, it's about feeling. As you picture yourself overcoming your fear, really immerse yourself in those positive emotions. Imagine that surge of confidence, the sense of accomplishment, and even the relief of conquering the challenge. This emotional engagement makes your visualizations much more powerful. 3. Practice makes progress. Just like any skill, visualization takes practice. Aim to dedicate a few minutes each day to vividly imagining yourself succeeding in those situations that trigger your fear. Consistency is key. Think of it as mental rehearsal for real life. 4. Embrace imperfection. Don't be afraid to start small and build up gradually. You don't have to visualize yourself acing the biggest, scariest situation right away. Begin with smaller, more manageable scenarios that still evoke those feelings of fear. As you gain confidence, you can work your way up to bigger challenges. 5. Fuel your visualization. Make it a multi-sensory experience. Imagine the sights, sounds, smells, and even the textures associated with the situation. Listen to upbeat music while you visualize, or use aromatherapy to enhance those positive feelings. The more immersive your visualization, the stronger its impact. Ever felt like you were stuck in a rut, unable to break free from a recurring fear? Imagine this. You're standing on stage, delivering a presentation. Your heart is pounding, but instead of feeling paralyzed by anxiety, you feel a surge of confidence. You engage the audience, your voice resonates, and you nail it. This isn't just wishful thinking, it's visualization in action. By consistently picturing yourself succeeding in this scenario, you're rewiring your brain to associate public speaking with confidence, rather than dread. The more you practice, the stronger that neural pathway becomes, making those anxious feelings fade away. So, what are you waiting for? Take a moment right now and visualize yourself overcoming one of your fears. Feel the surge of confidence, the sense of accomplishment, and the exhilaration of victory. Remember, you have the power to shape your reality through the incredible tool that is your mind. Today's episode was all about harnessing the power of visualization to conquer those fears that hold you back. You learned that getting specific, feeling the emotions, practicing consistently, starting small, and making it multi-sensory are key ingredients for success. Remember, you're not limited by your past experiences or current anxieties. You have the ability to reprogram your mind and create a future filled with confidence and courage. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever used visualization techniques? Share your experiences and tips in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to ADHD Focus, Concentration and Calm for daily doses of clarity and calm. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.